If you've been in tune with Sydney's live music scene lately, then you may have heard of a little thing called Debaser. They organise live music events right here in Sydney, and you can catch them this weekend at the Lord Gladstone for their 3-year anniversary and their book launch. To tell us all about it, we are now joined by one of the wonderful minds behind Debaser, Jack Moran. Good afternoon, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on 2SER.
It's a pleasure to have you here, man. So for the uninitiated, which, you know, includes me because I'm an uncultured swine, can you tell us just what Debaser is at its heart? What's the vibe for anyone who's never been along before?
What's the vibe? Well, I think it's about mashing as much art and, quote, culture as you can into one kind of evening. So we run Debaser events all throughout the year, basically one a week now. And we have bands, DJs, art, poetry, just anything that's kind of creative is like welcome at a Debaser event. And we just try to maximize all of that.
Yeah, you got to keep the creativity up in this city. We need it.
Yeah, we do. We're getting better at it, though. I think there's a lot of cool things happening.
I mean, you must be getting pretty good at this point because you have been doing this for 3 years. So I got to ask, what's been some of the highlights? What's some of the good memories that you guys have had? You know, who are the superstars?
I think some of the highlights are seeing bands play their first gig and then watching them develop. Like we put on Jacob Terrell's first gig in Good Space, and then we did a South by Southwest showcase, and he played the South by showcase, and the artist growth and just development, that's the most rewarding place to like see. It's just building a place and letting people occupy it and grow. That's the biggest reward.
If you build it, they will come. As someone said, I don't remember where that's from off the top of my head. I think isn't that baseball movie? Anyway, I've gone on a tangent here, people. I do apologize. Back to the task at hand. So it must be kind of challenging though to be doing all these live music events for all these years now, especially, you know, it's kind of a cliche to say at this point, but, you know, amidst our cost of living crisis, what do you think's been that secret ingredient that's kept you guys going for so long?
I mean, we owe Debaser to everybody that comes. And I think the more people that you have coming along, the more people that they tell and grow. And the secret ingredient is just being human and wanting connection. There's no kind of, you know, Live Nation, you know, price gouge or whatever. It's very like, you know, small, low-cost tickets. We try to get, you know, as much onto a ticket as possible. And, you know, that's bands and DJs and just making sure that everyone's there for like one reason, which is just to have fun and be a part of a community. And I think that just appeals to people.
Yeah. And speaking of appealing things, and you've brought it into the studio today, but you're of course going to be launching the Debaser book, which I believe we have somewhere in the studio, and I have it right now in my little handsy. Can you tell the people what to expect if they pick up a copy?
Yeah, so the Debaser book started as kind of just a time capsule of sorts. We were putting on all these events. I'm a photographer by trade, so I was shooting all these events, and it's kind of a shame that we have so much great art being made that's not, you know, on print formats. It's just online. And so it's kind of a 64-page book, which kind of looks at Sydney over the last 12 months. So there's a bunch of contributors. Like we've got Ben Marshall, who's the contemporary music programmer at the Opera House. We've got Luke Bevins from Impress Records. And then we've got local music like Betty, Bennett's Grove, catching up with Jess Lord from Pushmag, just all the kind of stuff that we see in our circle, and just trying to document that and put it in a book so that, you know, you can show your kids what you were doing when you were younger, you know?
Yeah, it's a sick book. I'm looking through it now. There's a mix of black and white and colour photos, and you get into chatting to all these people as well.
Yeah. So we send out the kind of questions about 2 months before, and then once everyone's sent in all the questions, I normally put together the book in about 2 or 3 days, which is lots of coffee and late nights to get the print deadline going.
There you go. That's what we've been talking about today. What do you drink to keep up?
Yeah. Photographs and coffee. That's it.
Oh, man. Oh, well, we could yak all day, but the clock's just about got us. So give us the final plug. Where's the thing? where can people get tickets?
Yeah, so the event's happening at the Lord Gladstone in Chippendale, which is about a 5-minute walk from Central Station. We're kicking on from 3 p.m. till 3 a.m., so 12 hours. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 bands, about 6 DJs, art. You can get tickets on the door, or you can buy them online at Sticky Tickets. Just type in Debaser 3-year party. And you can only buy the books on the door. So if you want a book, come down and, grab a copy before they all go.
Yeah, we're kicking it old school here. No online shenanigans. You've got to buy physical books. You've got to leave the house.
That's it. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on, Cody. Really appreciate it.
No, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great. And, of course, that was the wonderful Jack Moran from Debaser talking all things the third birthday celebrations this weekend. And, of course, you can still get tickets on their website. Just barely, though. I believe two of the tiers have sold out, so get in fast, people.